plaque was unveiled on Saturday morning in front of children, parents and VIPs from across British Forces Cyprus. And Deputy Commander of BFC, Brigadier Bill Kingdon, had the honour of declaring the new facility officially open.
It's a brilliant facility and I've been just bowled over by the range of energy and commitment from so many people, from the young people who've done most of the work here, from the leadership, from all the support, from Sodexo, from the station, and from all the youth workers who give their free time to make this place a fantastic facility. It's really wonderful to see how much is going on here.
And the young people who helped ensure the success of the project certainly seemed impressed with their new facility.
I think it's just amazing because I've been here since I was really little and I've just seen a massive change in what we've got on offer and like different things we can do.
It's been amazing just seeing it grow in size and in style because it used to be really tatty and now it's just modern and teenaged.
The opening of the recording studio comes as part of a whole host of improvements which has seen the teenagers get hands-on with DIY projects to turn the youth club from a shell into a multi-purpose centre, housing everything from a hairdressing salon to a non-alcoholic cocktail bar. Jean Hotshorn is the youth and community worker for INIC and the brains behind the renovations.
We set about fundraising initially to buy a drum kit and it grew from there where we started looking at a professional recording studio. The main source of the money has come from the Sodexo profit share gain and that was €32,000. So the unit here at IS Nicholas put forward the bid on our behalf and we were successful.
The Joint Services Signals Unit at INIC has backed the project 100%. Lieutenant Stephen Fulthorpe is the OIC of the youth club.
A lot of the personnel on the camp have, for example, put wiring in for internet services, done the build shelves, as you can see, and it all sort of helps to keep the costs down. So, you know, we give Jean a lot of help, but at the same time, Jean gives us a lot back by keeping our kids happy.
As well as an opportunity to see the new studio, the day also included entertainment in the form of a very special guest.
Can you please put your hands together for the wonderful, wonderful musical talent that is Mr. Chris Andre. Thank you very much indeed.
That's right, none other than the musician and brother to the famous Peter Andre. Chris Andre was there to play a set to the people of INIC. And afterwards, he told me how impressed he was with what he'd seen.
I think it's fabulous. So I came in yesterday just to have a look at the place and to see the recording studio that they're opening. And I was well impressed. I didn't expect it to be like that. It's a really nice room. I think it's going to be great for the kids here to have something like that to focus their time on and to get into. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of kids on the base here that'll use it. You know, it's the kind of thing that excites youngsters, obviously, recording studios and that. Yeah, it's a great thing, a very good thing.